From Prince of Wales Island, this is Victoria Merritt with the City of Craig Recreation Department. Today we'll hear from Craig Public Librarian Amy Marshall. She'll update us on the renovations at the library, and from Jessica Lee about today's academic decathlon meet at the Craig High School, and from Katie Goodale. Now for the recreation news. The time has been extended until Wednesday, February 1st, for signing up for the Winter Co-Ed Volleyball League. There'll be a 4-on-4 league and a 6-on-6 for B League. We have 4 4-on-4 teams and only 1 B League team. The cost is only $100 for the season for A League and $140 for B League. The hope is to get more teams to play. If you have questions, call me or stop by Open Gym for Volleyball Tuesday and Thursday at 7 at the Craig City Gym. It's just $1 to play. The first swap meet of 2012 will be held January 28th at the Craig City Gym from 9 until 1. Nonprofits are free. Others are $10 or 10% of sales if you sign up ahead of time, or $15 the day of the event. There'll be roller skating and rollerblading tonight at 7 for the whole family. Admission $1, rent skates or blades for $2. We also have an after-school skate on Tuesday afternoons at 3 and Fridays at 7. Starting in February, there'll be additional after-school programs with the Craig Middle School, and the Alaska Ice QS2 program will open the city gym on Thursdays at 3 for ages 10 to 8th grade. And the Craig Youth and Recreation Center will be open on Fridays from 2 until 4. Younger kids are welcome with a parent. A $1 entrance will be requested by the kids, but they can work it off if they don't have the cash.
Hi, this is Amy from the Craig Public Library. It's been quite a week for us over here. As you know, we've been closed. We took everything out of the library, books, shelves, furniture. It's all in a Connex. By the library, we've pulled up carpet, we've sanded, we're getting ready to paint. We've got folks in there laying floor right now, and it looks like it's going to be a little longer than we thought, but that's kind of how these renovation projects go if you've ever done one at home. So I'm hoping to be open by Wednesday the 25th. Stay tuned for further updates. I'll have signs around town. I'll also be posting all the renovation pictures on Facebook if you're on the POW site, or if you want to go and like the Craig Public Library, I'll be posting pictures there too. It's really exciting. It's going to be absolutely gorgeous, of course, when it gets done. And, you know, come over and see us. We'll have our video conferencing up. We're going to have a launch of the video conferencing on February 1st. We'll also be launching Geek the Library. So stay tuned for that. It's going to be a lot of fun this year at the Craig Public Library.
Are you still looking for some help?
So if anybody would like to paint, call 826-3281. And we'll set you up with a roller and paint. And we don't have a lot to paint, but, you know, it's a good time.
Thank you, Amy.
Thank you.
90 years ago, on March 1st, Craig became a city. A celebration is being planned for that evening with a potluck, speakers, and entertainment. So mark that on your calendar. If you have old pictures of Craig you'd like to share, please let me know. 826-2575. Now for the Prince of Wales Island events. It's a busy weekend here in Craig. Middle school and Red Tide wrestlers are in Craig with teams from the island and I believe from Wrangell. And we have Craig High School basketball. The boys are in Metlakatla and the girls play Metlakatla at home. Saturday is senior night. And let's hear about the academic decathlon meet that starts today at 2.
My name is Jessica Lee. I'm the academic decathlon coach at Craig High School. This year, Craig is hosting one of the two regional meets. It'll be January 20th and 21st at the high school.
What is academic decathlon?
Academic decathlon is 10 events, and the students come in and they take tests in these events, take tests on art, music, science, math, language and literature, super quiz, econ. They give speeches, they do interviews, and it's all around a theme. And this year's theme is the age of imperialism, focusing on European colonization of mostly of Africa, but also of the United States.
So who's coming to the meet?
We will have students coming from Klawak, Ketchikan, Juneau, and Metlakatla, as well as the Craig students.
What's the schedule look like?
Friday, they will be taking tests. Saturday morning, they'll start with their speeches and interviews and finish the afternoon with tests. Saturday afternoon, beginning at about 3:30 to about 4 o'clock, there will be the oral super quiz, which the public is invited to come and watch.
Okay, it's kind of like a Jeopardy type.
Very much like that.
Okay, fun. And there's no charge?
No charge. Nope, okay. Just come and watch.
Let's hear from Hope. My name is Katie Goodale. I am the prevention coordinator for Hope, helping ourselves prevent emergencies. January is National Stalking Awareness Month. Stalking is a dangerous crime that affects 3.5 million Americans a year, and we're trying to make people aware that it is a crime and that there's hope for help. Hope is the Domestic Violence and Prevention Agency here on Prince of Wales Island. We're located in the old public health building behind Power. We offer advocacy services and prevention services. Our number there is 826-4673. We are currently looking for a full-time advocate. If you're interested in that, stop by the office or call us and we can get you more information.
Out in the rain, we'll be heading to the Control Lake Cabin on Saturdays. Meet at Wheelhouse at 9 o'clock in the morning if you'd like to attend. This is an early spring cleaning and maintenance, hot chocolate by the stove. If you have any questions, you can call Bob Claus or Tori Hauser, 826-1614. This is Victoria Merritt. Thank you for listening to KRBD Ketchikan.